Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'm Pastor Tyrell Bramwell, and this is Community Comment. The lights are going up, and those old familiar songs are in the air. Christmas is upon us. In recent years, I've found that when these days come around, they bring with them an added and particular sense of joy. A pleasure that wasn't present before now captures at least one or two of my thoughts throughout these merry days. It's like I observe a couple of unique ornaments hidden deep within the branches of our collective Christmas tree, just begging to be noticed by the careful cultural observer. Christ's birth has always filled my heart with joy during our Advent and Christmas festivities, but now, thanks to woke warriors, the extent of Jesus' nativity brings with it a cultural note that results in an unavoidable happiness as I observe everyone's participation in so many seasonal activities that find their origins in the Christian traditions brought to Humboldt County by the same settlers of Western European descent who are so hated during the other 11 months of the year. Christmas transcends the political aisle. Isn't it interesting? Straight, white, Christian males seem to be our socio-political public enemy number one. But would the year's fourth quarter retail sales do anything for our national economy had this type of vile human not settled this continent with Christianity's selflessness, joy, and yes, the giving of Christmas gifts? But who can hate Christmas? Of course, there are some proverbial Scrooges out there. Maybe even a horde of holiday humbugs denounce these days online where they're the boldest, but despite a few militant resistors, everyone participates in this magnificent season, and even they, our detractors, do they not give and get gifts? Do they set up Christmas trees, enjoy an extra day off, or even receive a holiday greeting from an unknown cashier? Or are we to believe that they refrain from all, even passive, participation in the Christmas season that is so cemented in our national culture? How can they avoid such a massive deluge of Christian-sourced buzz? Christmas is a behemoth. It can't be slain. It can be hit with 1,000 different secular addendums and diversity-driven, politically correct cultural customs, observances, and ideas, but not one of them can supplant the Christian champion. Everything we do during this holiday season, in one way or another, is dependent upon the foundation of Jesus' birth. I find these thought ornaments bring an added level of delight to my holiday joy during these days. God bless Humboldt County, and may you all have a very Merry Christmas. I'm Pastor Tyrell Bramwell, and this has been Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.